This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Monday. It is so good to be here, and we will get to emails at some point in time. There's just a bunch of other things we have to go over. First of all, as I said during the tease portion of this segment, the media is never telling you what the big scandal is. They're telling you what the Democrat Party wants you to focus on at all times. Whatever the newest scandal is right now, it's about the deportations. Oh, deport this and deport that. Do you hear Marco Rubio on Meet the Press?
And that's a misleading headline. Okay, three U.S. citizens, ages 4, 7, and 2, were not deported. Their mothers, who are legally in this country, were deported. The children went with their mothers. If those children are U.S. citizens.
The scandal is not the deportations. That's what the system wants you to think. One of the biggest scandals of my lifetime is the fact that we just got done for 4 years with a president who was not a functional adult. You know, do you know anything about U.S. history? Are you into it at all? If you're even into it a little, honestly, if you had a history class once with a decent professor, you are aware that Woodrow Wilson was not functional towards the end of his presidency. Everyone even knows his wife's name. The first ladies, most of the time, their names are forgotten to history. Everyone knows Edith Wilson. Why? Because she famously covered up for her husband as much as she could towards the end because he was not a functional adult. Now that is in the early 20th century. And we remember that. That is part of American history. You don't even have to be some historical freak to know that little fact. For a little bit, and not even a lot of his presidency, for a little bit of his presidency, Woodrow Wilson wasn't fully functional. That's 100 years ago, a century ago. We still talk about it to this day. Woodrow Wilson was infinitely more capable than Joe Biden was during his 4 years. Look, and I know that I'm actually going to be as guilty of this as anybody. You probably are too, of laughing about some of it. I mean, how many pieces on the soundboard are Joe Biden's dumb things he said?
My focus is just stay focused.
We joked because it was funny. And sometimes that's all you could do is laugh through the pain. But setting aside the humor of it, Joe Biden wasn't actually the president for 4 years. So who was? I say this because there's a headline out from the Daily Fetched. President Trump calls for the arrest of Biden operative behind the auto pen pardons. Now, stop. You do remember the pardons towards the end of Joe Biden's presidency? And how over the top and crazy it was. All presidents pardon people towards the end of their presidency. All of them do. That's part of the presidential power. It's part of the tradition. I think it's a dumb one, but it's part of the tradition of the country. The president gives out a bunch of pardons. And all of them do it. And they always look bad. Because in general, it's this political donor friend's son. You know, that's how it always works. But it's one of those things that you and I have kind of accepted. We've accepted it. This part of presidential politics. Trump's going to do it. Obama's going to do it. Bush is going to do it. Clinton's going to do it. Reagan did it. They all do it. Hey, here's some pardons at the end. Here's a couple hundred pardons. But then Joe Biden, he kind of had everybody sitting up in their chair. Joe Biden, by several times, handed out pardons to way more people than had ever been done, and the most despicable, indefensible murders, rapists. Yeah, Chris, 8,000 of them, thousands of them. Most presidents, it's hundreds. Joe Biden, 8,000. Here you have one. You have one. You have one. And it was treated as kind of a temporary scandal, which I guess in the big picture, I guess it kind of was. But let's just focus on that for a moment. Why would he do that? Well, he didn't. Somebody did. Somebody auto-penned. Somebody signed Joe Biden's signature on those pardons. Who was that person? And that, of course, leads us down that road of who was running the United States of America as president of the United States for 8 years. It's not a tiny little thing. It's kind of the biggest deal in the world that we had a pretend president for 4 years. And let's be honest, we know how 8,000 dirt balls got sprung out of prison. Joe Biden wasn't running the country. He's surrounded by committed communists who were running the country. Committed communists believe in releasing violent criminals onto the streets as fast as possible. And if you listen to this show or do any reading, you know why that is. And it's not because they're soft on crime. I hate when the right uses that term. I despise it. Once again, not being purposeful with your language. Democrats do not spring violent criminals from jail because they're soft on crime. A little naive, guys. The Soviet Union, the communists opened up the prisons for the same reason Democrats opened up the prisons. An increase in violent crime aids the revolution. It breaks up societies. It creates angst. It makes people look to the government for more help. An increase in violence and violent crime is more likely to lead people into the communist camp. They have always known this. That's why they release them. And not only do they release them, they will protect them. They will use the legal system to protect them and attack you. Why? Because it's not because they're soft on crime. They're pro-crime. Democrats are not soft on crime. They're pro-crime, pro-rape, pro-murder. They want rapes to happen. They want murder. They want assault. They want robbery. These aren't unfortunate byproducts of their criminal defense strategy. It's the purpose of the criminal defense strategy. That's why 8,000 violent pieces of trash got pardons. It wasn't that Joe Biden handed them out. A committed communist beside him handed them out, hoping more people would be raped and murdered. Now, that was just the presidential pardon portion of it. Who ran the rest of Joe Biden's presidency? I know one person who helped run it. Her name was Susan Rice.
Well, if you're a white male Christian cisgender macho MAGA man, you can be as dumb as a rock and be deemed qualified to serve as Secretary of Defense. That's apparently what we've learned from this episode. But let's also be clear. There's a serious point here. DEI has been used as a slur. Anybody who fits the mold of somebody who is not a white Christian cisgender male is by definition in this administration deemed inferior.
That was 39 seconds that provided a pretty good explanation for how the country ran for 4 years, didn't it? Why did the FBI go after pro-lifers? Why did the FBI send its domestic terrorism task force after angry school board moms? How could the military do all the sick things it did? How could this happen? How could that happen? Well, people like Susan Rice ran the United States of America without breaks for 4 years. That's how that happened. And so again, that scandal is several times greater than some deportations, than arresting a judge who's breaking the law. Of course, the media is unified telling you one thing. I want to give credit to Western Lensman. He's the one who put together this montage. Listen to these people. You know how I tell you the hive mind hands out its talking points to the communists? They go up to the hive mind, they plug in, they get updates as if they're robots, and then they carry those updates out to the world. Listen to this little montage. Wow.
We begin tonight with the escalation in the president's crackdown on illegal immigration.
Today's dramatic escalation in the Trump administration's conflict with judges.
The Trump administration signaling a major escalation in its deportation efforts.
Today, an escalation in the Trump administration's battle with the judiciary.
Tensions between local and federal authorities over President Trump.
I'll let him keep going in a second, but you notice how the left never escalates. You are always, hey, why are you escalating things? Stop it. They can agitate, violence, riots, you name it. It's never treated as an escalation. The second you step in and try to stop it, hey, man, slow down. You're getting out of control.
Trump's immigration crackdown escalated today.
We begin this hour with a major escalation of the Trump administration's crackdown on immigration.
We begin with what appears to be a major escalation in the Trump administration's deportation efforts. And what is a major escalation in the battle here in D.C. over immigration and deportation?
This feels like an insane and reckless escalation from the
wasn't an escalation when they sent the FBI into Mar-a-Lago.
The Trump administration arresting a judge? I will tell you, you are not alone.
It's a dramatic escalation.
More aggressive moves, more escalation.
Trump's escalation of his migrant purge.
This kind of escalatory action.
This is a dramatic escalation.
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 We've seen an immigration, an escalation, an escalation.
The hive mind. I'm going to read you a headline here. Bit of a sober one. We'll get to some emails in a second. Shocking data suggests abortion pill injuries are 22 times higher than reported. The reason we haven't been able to defeat abortion just yet, one of the main reasons is the abortion pill gets mailed to people's homes. Young women are told that it's safe, that it's like popping an ibuprofen. But of course, it's terrible in a variety of ways. Preborn is our best weapon against this, because what preborn does is it finds these young women and it gives them free ultrasounds so they can listen, hear their baby's heartbeat, and choose life. That's preborn. That's the war we're in, and the war will go on for the rest of our lives. Help preborn do what they do. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Monday. Do not forget you can email the show, Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. And also, keep this in mind.
I love you back.
Dear Gigantist Cheapskate Kelly. I'm not a cheapskate. He said you like to keep a 20 on you in case of an emergency. You would have cash. I think you've been spending too much time with producer Chris. It's 2025, not 1925. Do you keep a wooden nickel in your pocket too? That's not very nice. His name is, he didn't put his name. Well, a 20... Look, I said I keep a 20 on me for emergencies, as in you need a couple gallons of gas or a cheeseburger because you haven't eaten. I'm not prepping to go on walkabout for 3 weeks or something like that. That's one. Two, I have this thing. Okay, all right, let me just come out with it here, and then we can do the rest of the emails. Ob says I'm paranoid. Maybe that's fair, but... I don't mean like an anxiety-ridden person. I'm very much not that. But when I sit in a restaurant, I do have to have my face to the door. I won't sit with my back to the door. Ob already knows it. It drives her crazy because sometimes the preferred seat, the one she wants, is not where it is. But I'm not sitting with my back to the door. The house. Door locks. The doors are locked at all times. I know I destroy my family's happiness half the time. If they're going in and out, they're out back, the boys are playing or something like that. I want the door locked. Someone could walk right in that door. You never know. I have guns everywhere. I carry at home. Do you know that? Ob thinks I'm nuts. And sometimes if I have just like wear around shorts, my junky wear around shorts like you would have, I just walk around holding it. Now, it's in the holster, but if I'm walking around, I'm in the kitchen or something like that, it's on the counter beside me. If I'm running out back, I have it on me. Ob thinks that's crazy. I feel better. I like knowing that I can shoot back if I ever have to shoot back. That's it. When it comes to cash, I know this is going to... Every kid listening is going to make fun of me. I get it. But I might keep you alive right now if you pay attention. It's human nature to want to brag, okay? It's human nature to want to brag about things you're happy about things you're proud of, whatever it is, about stuff you have. Don't do it. Don't brag about how much money you have. Don't brag about your new car. Don't brag about your fancy shoes or your watches or your whatever. Don't do it. And I'm not even saying because it's the wrong thing to do. Or I'm not saying that. For your own safety, don't do it. Let me tell you something. Because of the invention of social media, it's made publicly bragging really, really easy. Really, really easy. When you buy a new BMW because you got promoted at work, what do you do now? It used to be you go home, you tell your buddies, hey, I'm coming to pick you up. Beer's on me. You got to see my new car. It was a phone call, maybe. Today, what do? Right away. Hey, hold on. Let me snap a selfie. Look at me and my new BMW. Got it on Instagram. Oh, what's that? My diamond earrings, too? Yeah. Yeah. Look at, what do they call it, Chris? Ice. I heard my kid. Diamonds, I think, are described as ice. Yeah, we're so hip. Anyway, look at my ice. I got my... Yeah, you know who else is watching your Instagram? People who steal for a living. People who hurt others to take things from you. Why do I only keep a 20 on me? I don't walk around with 100, let alone hundreds and things like that. Why? People will kill you for $100, son. I have seen some very violent parts of this world, and I have been involved in violence to the extreme level. And I'm telling you, there are some dark parts in this world, and there are people who will kill you for those diamond earrings. They'll kill you for those shoes you just put on Twitter. They'll kill you for that $100 bill in your pocket. They'll kill you for that stuff. If not because they want to take it, just out of pure jealousy. Your stuff you want to brag about? Don't. Keep it quiet. Keep it quiet, all right? That's all. See? Daddy Jesse's done. I'm moving on. Jesse, is George Soros the devil? If he's behind all the riots and vandalism, why isn't he being investigated? Okay, is he the devil? Well, I don't think he's the devil, but I'm going to play something for you again. And I want you to listen and listen well. This is Judge Hannah Dugan. This is the judge that helped an illegal alien escape when ICE was about to arrest him.
The law is a real challenge in making sure that justice happens for people. It's transformative in people's lives, but it also, especially in the United States, is considered a stabilizing force. It's something that keeps us on a constant path. The rule of law is how we...
She's a revolutionary. Revolutions aren't polite. The communist would tell you this. He would tell you it to your face. Revolutions aren't polite. Revolutions are violent. George Soros is fighting a revolution against the West. He's talked about it. He's written about it several times. He's trying to burn down the country. What's amazing is that no president has done anything about it. That's what's amazing to me. I don't know. Maybe male vitality stacks should be put in the water in D.C. Male vitality stacks from chalk, by the way, baby. Oh, one thing did I mention my testosterone levels? Did I mention that? Yeah, got the old blood work done. Doc was quite happy, to put it mildly. I'm doing just fine. How are you doing? I'm 43 and I'm churning and burning. Now, granted, I take a male vitality stack from Chalk every day. It's three little supplements, three natural herbal supplements, by the way. If you're wondering what a stack is, it's just a supplement's together. They have female vitality stacks too. Again, these are the finest quality natural herbal supplements from a company that has earned our business. Chalk deserves your business because they were fighting for freedom back during COVID when all the other companies were hiding. Chalk was fighting. I love these guys. I love what they do and I love how I feel. Get a big fat discount on subscriptions at chok.com. Promo code Jesse. Chuck.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Monday. Do not forget, if you miss any part of the show, you can just go download it. Subscribe, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Just subscribe and leave a review talking about how big my hands are. Now, I want to talk about impeaching Donald Trump. Oh, no, I don't want him impeached, but I've already told you he's going to be impeached after the midterms. Everyone knows it. The House is going to impeach him. There's a congressman out of Michigan, dual citizen, born in India. His name is Sri Thanadar. I don't know. But I really want you to look up a picture of this guy, because when I first saw him sitting down behind a desk making the announcement that I'm about to play for you here, I really thought it was a Saturday Night Live skit. I thought to myself, oh, this is going to be probably not funny because Saturday Night Live's not funny, but that's what it looked like visually. But on my life, this is a real person. And this is what he said.
This is Congressman Sri Thanadar. Donald Trump has already done real damage to our democracy. But defying a unanimous 9-0 Supreme Court ruling, that has to be the final straw. It's time we impeach Donald J. Trump. The court said the wrongfully deported Kilmer Garcia must be allowed to return.
Stop. All right, stop. Stop. Stop, Chris. And stop laughing, too. You too, Corey. I see you in there. One, that's not funny. Two, instead of making fun of this guy, let's applaud him. Let's applaud his ability to survive for no other reason. No, listen. I distinctly remember, like it was yesterday, I remember when he fell off that bridge. Remember when he fell off that large wooden bridge? You don't remember? With all the crocodiles in the river underneath it? No, listen. You don't remember this? It was on camera. I remember like it was yesterday. Indiana Jones was fighting all these people on the bridge. What, Chris? I'm serious. He survived. Look, and now he's in Congress, and I think it's wonderful, right? I know he's impeaching Trump, and that's bad. But I think it's wonderful, and I applaud you, Shridividi, whatever his name was. I applaud you, and I support you, and I want you to know that I, unlike Chris, did not mock you, all right? Now, John Kerry went over to the Pope's funeral. Now, I am not Catholic, as you know. I know that we have a bunch of Catholics who listen, but it's not me. I'm not Catholic, and don't pretend to be. But I still show respect to other people's beliefs. The Pope passing away, the Pope's funeral, it's nothing I would... Look, I didn't even like that Pope, and I didn't mock him, and I won't mock him. I mean, not after he died. I'll mock him when he's alive, but after he died, I'm not doing that. It's a big deal to Catholics. My in-laws are Catholic. They ran right down to the church to pray and all that. Okay, all right. So I didn't feel I need to be disrespectful just because it's not my belief system. Same thing for Chris. Is there like a Jewish version of the Pope or something like that? Like a rabbi number one or something like nothing like that. Well, either way, if there was one, if there was King Rabbi, I wouldn't. Well, I guess there was, Chris, for a while. Anyway, I would show respect. No big deal. But you see, John Kerry can't. He was over there at the funeral. Here's what he said.
The faith of the church. And some of the beliefs, which are obviously based on faith, not evidence. But in the case of the climate crisis, it's all based on evidence. It's not a matter of faith, what is happening. It's a matter of mathematics and physics.
You stupid idiots who believe in Jesus. that's what you get for believing in blind faith. Anyway, take my word for it. The ice caps are melting. Hey, so why are there still ice caps? Well, they're melting. Yeah, but you said the polar bears were dying. Well, they are. They're almost gone. Well, you said acid rain. Well, yeah, any minute now. Now, just take blood. God, these people, man. Speaking of which, stranded man airlifted from Mount Fuji, then rescued again days later after he returned to get his phone. Coward. What, Chris? I've been stranded on Mount Fuji. I managed to make it out, and I had less food than needed. What, Chris? What? I didn't almost cause an international incident. Had we been caught, it would have been an international incident. That doesn't count as almost. It was a Marine Corps exercise in survival in that kind of terrain. We were not only hungry, we were tired, and we were starting to freeze. And so, in their sacred national park, we started a bit of a fire. Okay? What, Chris? Yes, we were explicitly told not to start a fire. But I don't understand why that... Listen, Chris. Orders don't always have to be set in concrete, okay? You can tell a group of young Marines not to start a fire, but if you've A, turned them loose in the wilderness without appropriate clothing, B, starved them, and C, previously trained them on how to do things like start a fire, well, I don't think you can exactly be shocked when there ends up being a bit of a bonfire in the middle of the forest. And let me tell you what, this was not some tiny little fire. I am 6'8", and the flames of this bad boy were way above my head. This thing was enormous. And then, because it was a group of Marines, we were doing a big land nav thing, by the way. Land navigation, where you have, you know what land navigation is? You have the topographical maps, you have maps, and you have compasses, land navigation, and you have to, it's difficult, I'll tell you that, but it takes a lot of practice. Officers are, of course, are terrible at it, but you have to get from point A to point B, and there's no really fudging it. If you don't get from A to B, like if you don't arrive at B, then you won't be able to properly orientate yourself and get to C and then get to D, so you have to get to B, but sometimes you can't, look, you get lost in land nav, especially when you're learning how to do it, you will get lost. And then when you get lost, remember, you're not on horseback here. You're not driving a Mazda around the woods. You're on foot, up and down, hills, gullies. It's a big deal if you end up 2 miles away from the point where you're supposed to be and 5 miles before the next point. Like, these are big deals. And so we all got lost, and then it got dark, and they don't come get you. It's not like anyone's going to come help you. There's nobody coming to save you. It got dark, and it got cold, and we needed a moment to recuperate. And we did. We recuperated with a little bit of an illegal fire. No big deal. Speaking of fired, here's Joyanne Reed, fired from MSNBC. I can't believe they kept this Mensa member off TV.
Each community on Earth, if you take that away and try to distill us just down to white folks, we'll be like Europe, an aging, slowly dying former empire. The Roman Empire didn't survive because...
Europe is a continent, and Europe was never an empire. So you can't really call it a former empire because Europe is actually a collection of a lot of different states, and some of them new, but most of them actually are newer than America. Well, whatever, I'll let it go.
Because it didn't have enough strength in its diversity. It suppressed its diversity, and it died. If the U.S. wants to be the Roman Empire, keep voting the way you're voting, y'all.
That honestly might be the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. And I'm somebody who's completely open to different historical perspectives. It's not like I know everything. I certainly don't. I'm just an idiot. I'd like to read. But I do enjoy history. But it was the lack of diversity that brought down the Roman Empire. Do you remember what I said at the beginning of the show about... It's been years and years and years of promoting people for all the wrong reasons. And now the dumbest people in the country, they're now everywhere in important positions of power. Yeah. Anyway, we'll do a couple more emails, then we'll do headlines next.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Monday. We will be back tomorrow. You can send us an email, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I should let Marco Rubio finish saying his piece. He went on Meet the Press, and of course they're talking about, you deported the kids! And anyway, he answered this question pretty well.
And that's a misleading headline, okay? Three U.S. citizens, ages 4, 7, and 2, were not deported. Their mothers, who are legally in this country, were deported. The children went with they're their mothers. They're, if those children are U.S. citizens, they can come back into the United States if there's their father or someone here who wants to assume them. But ultimately, who was deported was their mother, who's their mothers who were here illegally. The children just went with their mothers. If someone's in this country unlawfully, illegally, that person gets deported. If that person is with a two-year-old child or has a two-year-old child and says, I want to take my child with me, well, then what? You have two choices. You can say, yes, of course you can take your child, whether they're a citizen or not, because it's your child. Or you can say, yes, you can go, but your child must stay behind. And then your headlines would read, U.S. holding hostage two-year-old, four-year-old, seven-year-old while mother deported. So the mother, the parents make that choice. I imagine those three U.S. citizen children have fathers here in the United States. Yeah. They can stay with their father. That's up to their family to decide where the children go. Children go with their parents. Parents decide where their children go. Right. The U.S. deported their mothers who were illegally in America.
Notice how anxious you can hear the whole time. Yeah, okay. Dying to get the quality answer to stop. Anyway. Dear follically challenged Oracle. It's not nice. Pam Bondi will never prosecute any government official for one simple reason. After her service as Attorney General, she's vulnerable to wrath of the deep state. All it takes is one communist state attorney general to trump up a charge against her and take it to a communist judge. At the very best, she'll be financially ruined. At worst, she'll be in jail the rest of her life. Pam is not stupid. She knows this. How do we fix this? Well, this is why you have to hurt them now. I hope you're not under the impression, no matter whatever you think about me and what I say, what we have to do with these people, I certainly hope you're not under the impression that if we're really, really, really nice, that they maybe won't take it as far the next time. No matter what happens now, they're going to ramp it up the next time. They don't ramp it down. They're going to ramp it up. Communists don't go backwards. They don't slam the brakes on. They have various degrees of moving forward. They're going to ramp up next time. The only chance you have at maybe slowing that down is hurting them badly enough so next time they think, hey, maybe we shouldn't do this. Look, I'll tell you something that I think is happening right now. We've had enough headlines, and I've had enough people whisper to me that I'm not telling you what's happening, but I think it's happening. The whole Russia collusion thing, that whole lie that your liberal Aunt Peggy still believes because she's a brain-dead drone. Well, the government had a lot to do with that lie, our intelligence agencies and things like that. Our government got involved in politics on behalf of Democrats and against Republicans. I think there's a chance that is being investigated as we speak. Now, that will be a huge day for America if there are people, multiple people and important people, don't give me some patsy, multiple people, important people, if they are indicted and arrested for that, that will be maybe the most important thing that happens in Trump's presidency. Why? Because, again, communists only believe in using power. There's never any other reason to get it. You don't get it to protect it. You don't get it to protect others. You get power to aid the revolution. When you get it, you reward your friends and you punish your enemies. That's what communists believe with power. All kinds of power. Maybe that power is teaching a kindergarten class. If that's what you do, then you teach them to be gay. Maybe that power is, maybe you're a general. If that's what you are, then you make sure your disgusting communism is passed down to you, every part of whatever you're in command of. Remember Linda Fagan, Coast Guard Commandant? She bragged on the television set about how diverse the new group was. She wanted little Fagans everywhere in the Coast Guard, and obviously she succeeded. That's what the communist does with his power. He believes in using it. Now, he does commit crimes when he uses it. The crimes, because he doesn't care about the law. That doesn't mean anything to him at all. If communists who committed those crimes with all the Russia hoax stuff, if they are held to account, not resigns, not early retirements, I will not count that at all. If they are arrested and held criminally liable, that is the only chance you have. the next time around at a communist not using his power. The only chance you have is him looking at others sitting in prison and saying, "Oof, I'd really love to lie and take apart this republic. And I have my job at the FBI. I have all the power. I could do it. I want to use it so bad." But man, the last FBI agent who did that, yeah, he's behind bars right now. You know what? I can't. That is the only shot you have at getting them to stop. Otherwise, they'll never stop. All right? I'll never stop telling you about Pure Talk. Especially when they're giving out free phones. Pick up your phone. I want you to look at it. Look at those gross cracks in the screen. Aren't you disappointed in yourself? I saw you drop it when you were on it on the toilet. I know what you did. You see all the smudges and you know your phone slowed down. I know. What about a brand new Samsung Galaxy for free? Qualifying plans start at $35 a month when you switch to Pure Talk. That's the patriotic cell phone company, so you stop paying the dirty commie companies. $35 a month gets you a brand new free Samsung Galaxy. Why haven't you switched yet? All you have to do is dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. You'll get to talk to Americans who speak English 10 minutes on the phone and you can be switched. Or if you want to keep your garbage phone that you dropped on the toilet, you can do that. #250 say Jesse Kelly. Jesse, with all your fancy bougie kitchen gadgets from the obliterator to the countertop ice maker and now the meat thermometer, and make no mistake about it, I'm glad your brisket is a crowd pleaser. However, we never heard about your smoker. I always thought that part of conquering the brisket battle is the whole process, from the wood selection to the smoker type and prep, to stoking the fire and dry rub or marinade bait. Please tell us your smoker is not yet another fancy kitchen gadget to automatic set and forget it appliance brought to you by Chefman. Well, I do have a pellet smoker is what I prefer to use. Why are you making that face, Chris? There's nothing wrong with the pellet smoker. It's not an oven, okay? I have to set the temperature once, and then I have to remember to turn it off when I'm done. Let's not forget about that. And one of these days, I'm going to clean it, too. So let's not act like you're the only one working, all right? It is a pellet smoker, okay? And look, we don't have to major on the minor. All right, I'm making brisket any way I can make brisket. I also completely ran out of time for headlines. Apparently, it's the end of the show. Hopefully, we'll get to some of those tomorrow. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.